The head of the Maine Army National Guard is speaking out in opposition to a Pentagon plan that would reduce the size of the Guard in order to maintain more regular Army units. As Mal Erie reports, Maine Adjutant General James Campbell has the support of Governor Paula Page.
Maine, like other states, has two National Guard components, the Army Guard and the Air Force Guard, and the Pentagon treats them differently. The Army wants to reduce the Army National Guard in favor of more regular Army units, while the Air Force considers its Guard units as an integral part of its force structure. Maine Adjutant General James Campbell says state Guard leaders across the country are unified in opposing the Army budget initiative, which would reduce the force nationally by just over 8,000 in the 2016 budget.
It's an anomaly in our historical experience that we would reduce the National Guard this dramatically after a war. It just doesn't make financial sense for the nation. You can go back all the way to the founding documents of the country and people like James Madison saying things like, we can't afford a large regular standing army.
Campbell says the impact on Maine is about 24 positions, but that could escalate dramatically in the following years under the multi-year reductions Army leadership has proposed. He says instead of being cut, the Army Guard strength should be increased. Campbell says it's simple economics. A regular Army battalion costs as much a year to operate as three National Guard battalions.
The reason for this is not about protecting the Guard. You know, we're not trying to just protect our little rice bowl here. We think that this is in the best interest of the nation. We really do.
Republican Governor Paula Page says governors across the country are unified in their opposition to the Army downsizing plan. LePage has joined in a lobbying effort that includes letters to military leaders and to the congressional delegations of the various states. He says the immediate task is to stop any effort at downsizing until a congressionally mandated commission can do its work and report a year from now on force structure.
It's really sort of a first attempt at negotiating. It's just like they say, he who puts the first negotiating on the table is the bard that everybody reaches for.
Maine's two senators will play a crucial role in the battle to preserve Guard strength. Senator Angus King serves on the Armed Services Committee, and Senator Susan Collins sits on the Appropriations Committee. LePage says he'll be pushing for an increase in the overall size of the Guard and an increase in Maine's forces.
I just think cutting us from where we are now is inappropriate because we're already undermanned for the size of our state.
He says Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont combined have about 7,000 members, while Puerto Rico alone has 8,000 members. Maine currently has 3,200 members of the Guard. The debate will take place in congressional hearings and floor action over the months ahead. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.